Today, Shiur's Masechet Menachos on Daf Kuf Dalid. It's on Daf Kuf Hey. We will begin on Daf Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah at the two dots. And the Mishnah told us from the Tanakhama, Harei Olai Mincha Yavi Eze Sheyirtza. If he doesn't specify which Mincha he's bringing, then the Tanakhama Sheet is he can bring any one of the five menachas, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. He could bring either a soilus or the two types of mapetaner, which are the chalos or rikikin, or he can bring the machvas or the marcheshes. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Mishnah continues with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yavi minchas hasoilus. No, he has to bring the minchas hasoilus, the one of fine flour. And Rabbi Yehuda gives a reason, Shehi miyuchedesh sheb menachas, because it is the special one of all the menachas. We don't really know what Rabbi Yehuda means with the words, this is the special one of all the menachas, and this is exactly what our Gemara is going to try to discover. What does it mean, miyuchedesh sheb menachas? Now, when we have a machlokes between the Stam Mishnah and Rav Yehuda, so we have a klal, halacha kestam mishnah, that the Rebbe, when he codified the Mishnayis, he would make a stam mishnah to show that we paskin, the halacha, is like the Tanakhama of the Mishnah and not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, so paskins the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Mehilchas Maaser Karbonis, halacha hey, like the shita of the Tanakhama, that when he just says the word mincha, he can actually choose any one of the five menachas and bring that as his korban mincha. Before we get into our Gemara, I would just like to share with you a very important yesod in this inyan, which is really a yesod to understand Rashi in Chumash, throughout Chumash. The Sifsei Chachamim brings Rav Elia Mizrahi. And so too, if you look in the Rambam there in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Hey of Maaser Karbonis, you'll see that the Mishnah Lemelech quotes Rav Elia Mizrahi here as well. And what they are asking is on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, on the Pasuk, in Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, soilas yeh korbanai, says Rashi, that ho'oimer harei olai mincha stam, mevi mincha soilus. So Rashi there is going like Rav Yehuda. And this is very strange, because as we mentioned, stam halacha kestam mishnah, as the Rambam paskins and all the other Mephorshim paskin like the sheet of the Tanakhama. Ask Rav Elia Mizrahi, why did Rashi in Chumash bring down the sheet of Rav Yehuda, that if he just said mincha plain and he wasn't mefarish, he didn't explain which kind of mincha, he must bring the mincha soilus. So Rav Elia Mizrahi says a very important yesod, and that is that Rashi, in his Pirush on Chumash, always tried to find the halacha which is closest to pshat. He would quote the shita which is closest korav l'pshat. And in this machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda, it is in fact Rav Yehuda shita that is closest to pshat. And that's why Rashi is going to quote Rav Yehuda, although the halacha, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, we pass like the Chacham. Why is Rav Yehuda shita here the closest one to simple pshat in the pasuk? Because if you analyze the psukim, you see that it's closest to pshat. By minchas mapetaner, the pasuk says v'chi sakriv korban mincha mapetaner, and then you bring the chalos or the rikikim, the loaves or the wafers. When we speak about minchas machvas of a griddle, the pasuk says v'im mincha machvas korboni, if it's a mincha on a machvas. When we speak about the marcheshes, the deep pot, then also the pasuk says ve'im minchas marcheshes korboncha. But by the mincha soilus, it doesn't say ki, when, or im, if. Rather, it says emphatically that's what you should bring. As the pasuk said, v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem. The when, the ki, is when you decide to bring a mincha, but what should it be? Should it be machvas, marcheshes, mapitana? No. The pasuk says, soilas yir karbonai. When you decide to bring a mincha, then there's no ifs, ands, or buts, or whens. It's soilas yir karbonai. Your carbon should be soilas. So that's why a pashut pshat reading of the psukim would indicate that the normal mincha, the regular mincha, is soilas. And that's why Rashi quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Chumash, although it's keneged halacha, because we pass like the Tanakhama, that he is able to bring whatever one he wants. So this is a very important yisod from the Rabbi Elia Mizrahi, and quoted by the Sifsei Chachamim and the Mishnah Lamelech, that Rashi in Chumash will say something that is not lahalacha if it is in fact closer to the simple reading, the simple pshat in the pasuk. And now let us begin the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanda, we learned in a brisa, Hoyul upasuk boy hakosuv tchila, that we are trying to understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Why should you bring a solas? Because it's miuchedesh of a menachos. It's the special one of the menachos. What's so special about it? The answer is, we find the answer in the brisa. That's what the Gemara now in the Havamina thinks is the meaning of these words. Later, at the end of the Gemara is going to change its understanding. But right now, as Rashi says, Tana, the last Rashi on the Amid, Ma tam yavi mincha soilis lafi shepasuk ba'akasav tchila. Why should you bring the mincha soilis? What's so special about soilis? Because it is the first one. As we mentioned that pasuk in Vayikra Perek Beis, pasuk Valav. V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha Hashem. What's the first one? Soilis yeh korbanai. And that's why you would bring the soilis. If he said mincha, the first one, that's miyuchad, it's special, that's the korban soilis. Ella asked the Gemara, that cannot be pshat. Why? Ella miyata, if the miyuchad, the special aspect of the mincha here is that it's first, so ha'oimer harei olai oila, if somebody, when it comes to korban oila, he just says plain, I want to bring an oila, and in the psukim, we have various choices. We have bakar cattle, we have tsoin flock, and in tsoin we have either tsoin or we have ksavim or izim, we have sheep or goats. In oif we have a choice also, torim, turtle doves, or b'nei yoina, or young doves. So if he says plain, hare olai oila, we should say, yavi ben bakar harlo pasach boyakosav tchila, that he should have to bring a bakar, because that's the first one that the Torah speaks about. In Perik Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Im oila karbonai min habakar. If he's going to bring an oila, then he should bring min habakar. So if he just said oila stam, according to your reasoning by mincha, that he has to bring the first one that's written in the Pasuk, so just like soilus is the first by mincha, bakar is the first by oila. He should have to bring a bakar. And we're going to soon see from a Mishnah, further, on Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, that that's not the case. So the Gemara is asking, if he said, raise the oila, yavi ben bakar, hoilu pasuk by hakosuv, and we go to Daf Kuf Hamid Aleph, hoilu pasuk by hakosuv tchila, and if he says, min hatsoin, so then, what should he bring? Should he bring a keves, a sheep, or should he bring an aze, a goat? So yavi keves, hoilu pasuk by hakosuv tchila. When you come to the Perik Aleph Pasuk Yud, when it speaks about tzoin, flock, what does the pasuk say? Ve'im min hatzoin karbonai, min haksavim, oy min oizim. Then he should bring from sheep or goats. But the first one that's written is sheep. So the halacha should be that he has to bring it from sheep. Min oif, if he said, I'm going to bring, he specifies oif, but he doesn't say if he wants toirim or b'nei yoina, the halacha should be yavi toirim, that he should have to bring the turtle doves, hoyol upasuk b'akasav tchila, because in Perik Aleph Pasuk Yudalev, at Sheni there in Vayikra, the pasuk says, ve'im mina oif oilo karbonai, lashem, ve'hikriv mina toirim, oimin b'nei hayoina. So we see that the toirim are first. So according to your line of reasoning, bakar should be by oilo stam, and keves should be by tzoin first, and the tirim should be first by oif. Alamatnan, why do we learn further in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph? Hare olai oila, if a person said stam, I want to bring an oila, yavi kevis. So the Tanakhama says there he should bring a sheep. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he argues and he says, Tar ben Yoina, you should bring a Tar ben Yoina. The reasons for the machlokes we'll see further on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. But the Loipolig Rabbi Yehuda, we don't find there that Rabbi Yehuda says, oh no, wait a minute, you have to bring a bakar, because that's the first one that's mentioned, just like he says by Mincha, you have to bring a Silas. We don't find that. So it cannot be that the reason by Silas is because it's first, because then that should be the reason by Bakar also. And there Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Either he holds like the Tanakhama, or he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But neither of them say that you should bring from the Bakar. So l'chayr you see that this reason is not correct. Now, we started out by asking seemingly three questions. We said by Oila Stam, it should be Bakar first. If he said Soin, it should be Kevis first. And if he says Oif, it should be Tarim first. Lemaisa, when the Gemara asked the actual question from the Mishnah further on Daf Kuf Zayin, the Gemara only asked one question from Bakar. When he said Oila Stam, what happened to the other two questions? So the Sefer Yashar V'Toiv answers that when the Gemara asks this one question, in the one question we have three questions wrapped up into one. Because what the Gemara is trying to say is that in the question of Oila, then Rabbi Yehuda should have protested and say, I don't agree with you that it's a Keves or a Torah ben Yoina, like the other two opinions, I hold it has to be Bakar, because it's written first. And then Rabbi Yehuda should have added that not only do I hold Bakar is first by Oila's thumb, but when you say Tsoin, Kevis is first, and when you say Oif, Tyrim is first. Rabbi Yehuda should have shown that his Shita of first, that if you say something Oila's thumb, or you say Tsoin, or you say Oif, you always have to bring the first one. He should have been consistent and brought all three cases. And Rav Yehuda says nothing. He doesn't comment on any of the three cases. So we see from this fact that Rav Yehuda does not believe that you have to bring the first one, neither by Oila Stam, or by Tzoin, or by Oif. So what is the pshat in Rav Yehuda when by Mincha he said, Shehim Yuchedes Shebim Nachis, Ella, Maim Yuchedes Shebim Nachis, the less leishem levai, what it means is that it has no accompanying name. As we saw from the psukim that we brought down before, that by mape taner, it has a shem levoi. It's called mincha mape taner. What kind of mincha is it? One of baked in an oven, mape taner. Or mincha al machvas, it's a mincha of a machvas. Or minchas marcheshes, it's a mincha of marcheshes. Whereas by Soilus, it's not called Mincha Soilus. The pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha l'Hashem. The klal, the general heading called a mincha l'Hashem. Which one should he bring? Soilus yiyeh korbanoi. It doesn't call it Mincha Soilus. So since there's no accompanying name, it just has the word itself of Soilus, that makes it special, and therefore when a person says mincha, he's referring to that one mincha which has no accompanying name of mincha, and it's called soilus without an accompanying name. That's what makes it so special, and that's why he has to bring it when he said mincha stam, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara, wait a second, let's look back at the Brisa at the bottom of the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. What did the Tana say in the Brisa there? Hoyol uposach boya kosav tchila. Vahatana, the Tana of our Brisa, hoyol uposach boya kosav tchila komar. He gave a totally different reason, because the Gemara is going with its Havamina, that the Brisa meant to say, what's the reason that you have to bring a mincha soilus according to Bermuda? Because it's the first one. That's what it says in the Brisa. You're telling me that it means that it has no shame levai. How does that drive? How does that fit in with what the Tana is saying in the Brisa? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana of the Brisa meant to say. Eizehu mincha miyuchedes shebim nachos. Which is the mincha that's special? And why is it special That reason is not written in the Brisa. The reason is the less Leshem Levi, because it has no accompanying name. It's not called Mincha Soilus. Which one is that? The answer is, I'll give you an identifying mark for that. You know what it is? Zu Shepasuch Be'akas of Tchila. Find out which of the Menachas is listed first, and then you'll know which one is the Miyuchat Shebi Menachas, because it has no Shem Levi, and that is the Soilus. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, what do I need the Tan of the Brisa to give me this identification of what Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is referring to? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says it clearly and distinctly. Minchas HaSoilus Kamer. If you look back in the Mishnah, on Kuf Dal and Amid Beis, what does Rabbi Yehuda say in the second end of the second line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yavi Minchas HaSoilus. Shehim Yuchedet Shem Nachas. So you don't need any identification of what this Mincha is. It's clearly a Mincha HaSoilus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Answers the Gemara, Simana Ba'almo, as Rashi explains, that this is only Ligirsa. It's only for memory. You're trying to remember, and you're trying to chazer your Gemara, and to remember Balpeh, what the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is. So I'll give you a way to remember his Shita. Just think of whatever the first mincha is, and then you'll automatically know which one is the miyuchad shabbi menachas. Why? Because it has no shem levi. The way to remember this is through the simon of that it is the pasuk ba'akos of tchila, it is written first. So written first is not a reason why the mincha stam means soilus, but rather it's an identification for memory purposes that the Rabbi Yehuda's Mincha is the Mincha Soilus, which is written first. Rishash points out that it's very appropriate for the Brisa to give a simon to Rabbi Yehuda, because we had earlier on Daf Tzadik Vav, there in the Mishnah, in the Inyan over there, that Rabbi Yehuda gave in that Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav, a simon for that discussion. And, of course, we're all familiar with the famous simon that Rabbi Yehuda gives in the Seder Shal Pesach, when Rabbi Yehuda haya noisim bem simonim in the Eser Makis, the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. So Rabbi Yehuda's way was always to help the Talmidim remember what they're learning through a simon, and that's why it was appropriate for the Brisa here to give a simon in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the first one that's mentioned in the Chumash by Menachas, that is the Miyuchades Sheb Menachas. My Rabbi, the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, Hagoin Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi, Ruderman Zitzal, he used to say, we find the Gemara in, I believe it's in Brachas, of Samach Gimel Amid Beis, it says that Rabbi Yehuda began speaking first. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mokam. Why was Rabbi Yehuda given that honor of being the first speaker all over? So Rav Ruderman said, because it was the nature of Rabbi Yehuda to always be concise and to make simonim, and to make everything abbreviated and short, that's why, to set the tone for the other speakers, Rabbi Yehuda was given that honor of being the one to speak first, as we find similarly the Gemara in Pesachim of Gimel Amid Beis, that a person should always teach his Talmidim B'derech Ktzara. In a Milsa B'duchas, as some say, that's the understanding of the short form MC, Master of Ceremony, stands for MC in Yiddish, mach kurz, make it short, and that hopefully will set a precedent for the evening for the other speakers to follow in the footsteps of the MC to make things kurz, as Rabbi Yehuda shows us. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, if a person said mincha, min ha-mincha, we pointed out in yesterday's shir that this was Tosfos Girsa in the Mishnah, different than our Girsa. Our Girsa in the Mishnah is Mincha Oy Min HaMincha. Because Tosfos over there, the last Tosfos on Kuf Dal Amud Beis, says, Pirish, what do the words Mincha Min HaMincha mean? Oy Amar Min HaMincha. He said either Mincha or he said Min HaMincha. Tosfos is following this Gemara right here, which shows us that they were not Gairus the word Oy. But in our Mishnah, in fact, it says distinctly the word oi, and Tosfos interprets it to mean oi. So, mincha, oi mina mincha, if he said either the word mincha or minha mincha, the Mishnah says that he has to bring one mincha. However, the Mishnah continues and says, if he said minachos, and again we have the word oi, minachos oi min minachos, a type of minachos, yavi shtayim, then he has to bring two. Boy, Rapapa had the following question. What happens if a person said, mine mincha, types of mincha? He used, in the mincha part, he used singular. In the types, he used plural, mahu. What does he mean by this statement? I can look at it in one of two ways. Kivin de omar mine, since he started off by saying types in plural, tartik omar, he meant two minachas, umai mincha. So then why did he wind up using the word mincha, which is in the singular? De kula minachas nami mincha mikrin, because all the different five types of minachas, they're all called under the general heading of mincha, dichsev, as we learned in the pasuk, v'zois tyrus ha-mincha. This is the halachas of the mincha, even though we're referring to five different minachas. So therefore, when this person said, mine mincha, he really meant to say, mine minachas. When he used the word mincha, it meant something that's kolal, a word that's kolal, many minachas. So it's as if he said, mine minachas, and then any chanami, he would bring, to fulfill his words, two minachas from two different types. Because not only did he say there's going to be two minachas, he also says there's two mine, there's two types of minachas. So he would have to bring, let's say, a machvas and a marcheshes, two different types. That's one way to understand what mine mincha means. Oy dilmor maybe, kivin damer mincha, since he did use the singular word mincha, chada mincha kamer, he only meant one mincha. So then why did he use plural in mine? Umay mine mincha? What did he mean by the plural? Hachi kamer. This is what he meant to say. Mi mine mincha, chada mincha lai. From the various minachas that are available, the five different ones, I am pledging to be menader to the Beis HaMikdash, one mincha of the various types of mincha. So there's two different ways we could say mine mincha means two types of two minachas, and the word mincha means various minachas, or mine mincha means one mincha of my choice, my selection of the various mine mincha. Toshma, come in here from our Mishnah. The Mishnah stated mincha, and we had the word oi, mincha oi min ha mincha yavi achas. If he said either the word mincha or he said the word type of mincha, he should bring only one. So from that I can deduce ha mine mincha, but if he would have used the plural on the word min, he would have said mine, then he should bring shtayim. L'chaya, I've arrived from the reisha of our Mishnah that he should bring two. So Gemara says, very nice raya, but aim a seifa. Let's look at the seifa. If he said minachais or he said min minachais, so then yavi shtayim, he has to bring two. From that I can deduce that if he didn't use a plural in the last word of menachas, he just said hamine mincha, used the singular, then it's chada, then only one. Ela mihalech l'mashmina. From the reisha I have one way, from the seif I have a different way. I don't have a conclusive raya from the Mishnah. Here in our Gemara we have two dots. However, the Mefarshim say that really we should take out the two dots because we're still in the middle of the sugya, and we're bringing now more proofs to one way of the shiloh or the other. Toshima, come in here. I'll bring you a different proof from a brisa. The brisa says, if someone said, min minachas alai, he said, I'm bringing one type of minachas, yavi shtei minachas miminechot. So in order to fulfill both of the words that he used the word min, singular. He used the word menachas, plural. I say that, you know what he meant to be menader? Two menachas, that fulfills the word menachas. Min echad, from one min. So what can I deduce from that? That if he would have said, ha mi mine mincha, if he would have used plural on the minim and singular on the mincha, then chada, then all he would bring is one, as we said before, because the word mincha will mean in that sense that I'm bringing one mincha from the various types that I have. The only time he would bring two if he said min minachas. So the Gemara said, no, Dilma Hamine Mincha, Mevi Shtei Menachas Mishnei Minim. No, who told you to make such a deduction? Perhaps when he says Mine Mincha, we're going to say everything's plural. The Mine is plural, and the Mincha is considered like plural because, as we learned before, the word Mincha means all the various five types, kolel together, we call them all together Mincha. So Mine Mincha will really mean as if he said Mine Menachas. So Einech Nami, if he said Min Menachas, then it would be two Menachas from one Min. If he said the opposite, he said Mine Mincha, it's as if he said Mine Menachas, and then he would bring two Menachas, each Mincha being from a different type of Mincha. Maybe that's the pshat. Says the Gemara, that can't be. We didn't learn like this in a Braisa. We learned the following. Min Menachas Alai. If he used a singular in the first word, and he used the plural in the second word. So then the halacha is, as we learned before, Mevi Shtei Menachas Mimin Echad. Then he brings two Menachas from one Min. But what happens if he said, Mine Menachas Alai, he used plural in the first word, and he used plural in the second word, then Mevi Shtei Menachas Mishnei Min. Then and only then, he would bring two menachas from two minim. If he said min menachas, then he brings two menachas from one min. When does he bring two menachas from two minim? If he stated plural on both. When he said mine menachas. There's a plural on the mine and a plural on the menachas. So what can we deduce from this? Ha mine mincha chada. But if he said mine mincha, since at the bottom line, the last word, he didn't use plural, he used it singular, then what does he mean to say? I'm bringing one mincha from the various different types that I have a choice to bring. So the Gemara seems to feel that this is the correct way to deduce from the brises, that mine mincha would only be one. So the Gemara said, you still don't have a final resolution of this issue. Why? Dil Mohamani Rav Shimon, maybe this is going according to Rav Shimon. We have learned before in the Masechta, the Amachlaikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. If someone said, I want to donate in the Korban Mape Taner, I would like to, instead of making it either 10 Chalos or 10 Rikikin, I want to bring 5 of each, or not 5, maybe 9 chalas and 1 rakik, or 8 rakikin and 2 chalos, any combination. I want to have a mixture. So the chachamim say you have to either bring 10 chalas or 10 rakikin. You can't bring a little of each. However, Rav Shimon Shita is that you're allowed to bring either 5 and 5 or any other combination of chalas and rakikin. So maybe when do I have a raya that mine mincha, as you just proved, would only bring one mincha? That's according to Rav Shimon. The Omar machzor chalus umachzor rakikin yavi. He's allowed to bring 5 and 5 or any other combination. So now it's very good. Umay mine mincha. What do we mean by mine mincha? Mincha, one korban mincha, the isba tre mini, which has 2 different types in it. And it's all considered, according to Rav Shimon, it's all considered one big korban. And in this one big korban, you can either bring 10 chalas or 10 rakikin or any combination of the two. And whatever combination you'll bring, it's all considered one mincha. So now it'll be very good to diyuk. When you said mine minachais, so then you have to be bring two menachas from two minim. But if you said mine mincha, then you have to bring two minim, but it's all considered one mincha. What is that? That is the mixture of rakikin and chalitz. Avil rabbonin. But according to the rabbonin, the amri, machza chalitz and machza rakikin, lo yavi, you cannot bring a mixture. You have to either bring chalos or rakikin. So therefore, we don't find any one mincha that really is built on two different minim, because it's either one or the other, according to the Rabbanon. So then maybe shtei menachos shnei minin. Maybe you only have a raya that mine mincha meant one mincha according to Reb Shimon. But according to the Rabbanon, who hold that by chalas and rikikin, you cannot bring from both chalas and rikikin. So we cannot have a case of mine mincha to mean only one mincha. Maybe I'll go the other way according to Rabban and say that a mincha means many minchas, because the word mincha is koilal all the minchas together. And mine mincha is equivalent to saying mine minachais, where you'll have to bring two minachais from two minim. So it comes out at the end of the Gemara that ain't a chanami. The question that was raised here by Rav Papa has not been answered. Because if the Bryce is going like Rav Shimon, then we could say, according to the Rabbanan, maybe mine mincha means two from two. It's only if the Bryce is going according to the Rabbanan, then you would have a diyuk that the only time you bring two from two is when you have plural in the mine and you have plural in the menachas, then you bring two from two. But if you have mine mincha, then you only bring one mincha, choosing from the various types of menachas. So, in the Rabbanan, we don't know what the answer is. If the Bryce is going like the Rabbanan, then we would say mine mincha means one mincha. If the Bryce is going like Reb Shimon, then we would say, according to the Rabbanan, mine mincha is the same as mine menachas that you bring two. So we have no answer to this question. And now, the Gemara goes on the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, Pirashti, I explain clearly exactly which mincha I want to be menatter to the base of Migdash, but v'ein yadei ma pirashti. I don't remember which one. Yavi chameshton, he has to bring all five. The only way he'll be able to fulfill his netter is he'll bring all five, and then he'll say, whichever one I was chayiv to bring is amongst these five, and the other four, he'll make a condition. The other four will be a new nedava to the base of Migdash. Says the Gemara, Man Tana. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah, as Rashi explains, that only has a doubt of one out of five, and you have to bring five to fulfill your suffix? You know who that Tana is? Amar Rav Yirmiyah, the like Rav Shimon, the very Rav Shimon we just spoke about before, concerning the Chalis and the Rikikin. That this Mishnah cannot be going like Rav Shimon. Why? The E Rav Shimon, if it's going according to Rav Shimon, Kivin de Omar, Machza Chalus, Machza Rikikin Yavi. Since Rav Shimon Shita is that he can bring a mixture of either five Chalus, five Rikikin, or any combination thereof, so it will come out that you'll need much more than five. The Gemara says you'll need at least 14, and maybe you'll even need 16. What will that depend on? That'll depend on a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said that the menachas came in sets of 10 loaves. Rav Meir says that they came in sets of 12 loaves. So says the Gemara, Inami sovra lak Rabbi Yehuda. Even if we'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they come in sets of 10, the Amar, kol menachas boys, eser, ikel esvuka. We could have a suffix, not only of five different menachas, but ba'arba esrei menachas. We could have a suffix of 14 different menachas. How do we have the suffix of 14? Rashi begins to explain it, but Rashi doesn't give us the whole cheshbon. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom, on the right side, approximately midway through the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Rabbeinu Gershon spells it out clearly, and he says, the Dilma teschalos ve'echad rikikomer. Maybe he doesn't remember what he said. He could have said nine chalos and one rikik. Oy ches chalos ubeis rikikin. Eight chalos and two rikikin. Oy zayin chalos ve'gimel rikikin. Or seven chalos and three rikikin. Oy vav chalos ve'dalad rikikin. Or six chalos and four rikikin. Oy hey chalos ve'hey rikikin. Or five and five. Oy dalad chalos uvav rikikin. Four chalos and six rikikin. Oy gimel chalas v'zayin rikikin. Three chalas and seven rikikin. Oy beis chalas v'ches rikikin. Two and eight. Oy chala achas, one chala, v'tes rikikin. Hare teisha. So there's nine different combinations. If it's not going to be all chala or all rikikin, you have nine different combinations. And that's what Rashi, when you look in Rashi, Rashi says, you add on one side and you minus on the other side, going from 1 to 9, you have 9 different combinations. You also have a 10th suffix, maybe he said 10 rikikin. Or he said 10 chalas. So you already have 11 svekis. Oy soilus omar, oy machvas omar, oy marcheshus omar. Hare you dalid. You have soilus, machvas, marcheshus. That's 3. You have mape taner. But in mape taner, you have another 11. Because you have 9 combinations, according to Reb Shimon. And then you have 10 chalas, 10 rikikin. You have a total of 14. And now the shita in Ois Aleph says, sovel Rabbi Yehuda, gilyon. He has here in the margin, it says, that we have to put into the Gemara some extra words. V'kol shchein, isovel HaKarab Meir. This sheet is on the left side of the Gemara. Certainly, if you hold like Rab Meir, da'amr shteim esrei, that there's 12 loaves to a mincha, ikal esvuki, b'sheish esrei sveikais. Then you have to have 16 sveikais, because we get, and we have the 5 of soilus, machvas, marcheshes. We have the mafe taner, which will be a total of 12 chalas and 12 rakikin. So we already have 5 svekas. And then we'll have, instead of 9 choices, as we had according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir, we'll have 11 choices. Going from taking a combination, we'll do the same thing. We'll have 11 chalas and 1 rakik, or 10 chalas and 2 rakikin, and so on and so forth, until we get to 1 challah and 11 rikikin. So we have 11 different choices of combinations, according to Rab Meir, who says that the mincha was always 12 loaves, and according to Rab Shimon, who says that you can make any combination, and it's all part of Mape Taner. So we have 5 general, we have Machvas, Marcheshes, Soilus, we have 2 full ones of 10 challahs, and 10 rikikin is 5, and we have 11 combinations, that's 16. So what are you telling me, that there's only 5 choices? You, according to Rab Shimon, you actually have 14 or 16 choices, according to the Rabbanan, that you can not make combinations. You either bring 10 chalas or 10 rikikin, so we have 5 choices, which are soilus, machvas, marcheshes, mapetan or chalois, and mapetan or rikikin. There's no combination. 5. But according to Reb Shimon, it can't be going like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Abaye Omar, Abaye says no. A filetamer Reb Shimon. Even if I say it's like Reb Shimon, Shaminin le Reb Shimon de Omar, Maisi umasni. Reb Shimon says, in a similar case, that a person can bring and he can make a tnai. And as Rashi explains, he'll bring 10 chalis, 10 rikikin, and then he'll say that if I promise 10 rikikin, here they are, then the chalas are nedava. If I promise 10 chalas, here they are, then the rikikin are nedava. And if I promised any combination, then here are the 10 chalas and 10 rikikin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what I promised, and Hashem should be mitzarif the ones that I promise, those fulfill my neder, and anything that's left, I'm bringing as an adava. You can make such a tnai. Where do we find precedent that Reb Shimon makes a tnai in such a situation? We find it from a Tosefta in Masechta Nazir. And this concerns a very complicated inyan, which we find in the Gemara Nazir, Daf Nun Vav, Daf Nun Tes, Daf Samach. We find it in this long Tosus here, which goes almost for the entire Daf, and Tosus explains in great length exactly what the Sveikis are in the case that we're going to discuss, and we're going to summarize it, hopefully succinctly, what exactly the Shiloh over here is. Let's look at the bottom Rashi, 2 lines from the bottom on the right side. Rashi says, "B'tosefta d'Naziris k'tani lo, misha yisafik nazir tamei v'safik tohar, safik mitzara muchlat tamei safik tohar, oichul b'kachim achr samach yom." he eats kachem after 60 days. If you look in the Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Machrus, around 10 lines down, Tosfos says we're speaking here b'chad gavra, one person, Irish, sheyesh bo sveikus halalu. He has these sveikus, which we'll explain in a moment. Oichlu b'kachem lachar shishim yom, that Rashi quoted. You can eat kachem after 60 days. V'shoyse yayin u'metam alameisim lachar kuf chof yom. You can drink wine and be metam alameisim after 120 days. So in order to understand this, we go through some basic halachas. We're speaking about a person, he doesn't know if he is a nazir tahar or if he has become tummy, and then he would be a nazir tummy. He also doesn't know, to compound his sveikus, he doesn't know if he is a vadai mitzora or he's besafik, that he's a safik mitzora, a mitzora who became tummy. So he has all these sveikus. Is he a nazir tahar? Is he a nazir tamei? He comes out to be a suffolk nazir tamei. Is he a mitzayra muchlat? Is he not a mitzayra, and therefore is a suffolk mitzayra muchlat who might be tamei? And therefore, we say to him as follows. Let's begin with what the din would be by naziris. So a nazir is for 30 days. If he becomes tamei, so then on the seventh day, after he is matar himself, on the seventh day, he shaves off his hair, and he begins the naziris of tahara. So normally, if he knows for sure that he became tummy to a mace, his entire naziris period would take 37 days. Seven for the naziris of tumah, and then another 30. But here, he's a suffolk nazir tummy. So therefore, his naziris after tumah cannot start till 30 days, because maybe he's not a nazir tami, maybe he's a nazir tahar, and then he has an isser to be megaleach. So before he can make his taglachas, his shaving from his naziris of tumah, he has to wait 30 days on the chance, on the suffix, that he might be really a nazir tahar. After 30 days, he makes a taglachas. Now we say that your taglachas might have been on the fact that you were a nazir tamei. So therefore now you can start your naziris of tahara. So it comes out instead of 37 days, since he's a suffolk, he has to in fact wait 60 days. And on the 61st day, he would be able to shave and be mutter in wine and be metama lemesim, which he was ushered to do while he was a nazir. However, let's go to a mitzvah now. The halacha is that all the days that a person is a mitzayra cannot be counted towards his naziris. Also, the halacha is that if a person is a vadai mitzayra, so he makes two taglachas, one taglachas, one shaving after the nega went away, then he waits 7 days, and on the 8th day, he makes a second taglachas, and then he becomes mutter in kachim. A mitzayra is usher to eat kachim. Once he's done these two taglachas with the waiting in between of 7 days, then he's mutter to eat kachim. So now he doesn't know if he's a nazir tor or tummy. He doesn't know if he's a mitzayra muchlot or he's not a mitzayra muchlot, tor or tummy. So he wants to do a taglachas for his mitzayra, his first taglachas, and his second taglachas after 8 days. So we tell him, well, you might be a nazir, so you have to wait 30 days. At the end of 30 days, well, you might have been a nazir tamei. You have to wait another 30 days for the naziris. You can't do anything for your taglachas for mitzayra until you've taken care of your naziris. After 60 days, When he now takes a taglachas, now we say to him, well, maybe you were a mitzayra for sure. You have a suffix, but maybe in reality you really were a mitzayra. And if so, your days of mitzayra can't count towards your naziris. Till now we blocked your mitzayra cutting because of the naziris. After the 60 days are over, then we say that we don't know for sure. It could be that you are you were a Metzora, and therefore we can't count those 60 days for the Naziris. The Naziris first blocks the Metzora from cutting, and once the cutting takes place after 61, then the Metzora blocks the Naziris. So at 61, he starts the count toward, he finishes now, we said, his Metzora. He cut twice. At the end of 30 days, at the end of 60 days, those count towards his taglachas of Metzora. And now we start the Naziris process. So now would be the cutting of 7 days of Nazir Tamei. But he might be a Nazir Torah. You have to wait 30 days. At the end of 30 days, we say that he might have been a Nazir Tamei. So that cutting is for the Nazir Tamei. He can only fulfill his Naziris of Tahara up till from 90 days till the end of 120 days. So it comes out that when is he mutterti? That's what Rashi says and Tosfos, that when does he become mutterti kachim after 60 days? And when does he become mutterti to drink wine and be metam lemesim? That will be after 120 days. Now, says Rav Shimon, the Sanya, we go to the last line of Kuf Hamed Aleph, the Sanya, Rav Shimon Omer, lemachras, on the next day means the 61st day. After we said that the first 60 were going to count towards Metzora, Lamachris, maybe Ashamei Velugayimo, as we turn to Daf Kufei Amid Beis. So like a regular Metzora, he brings his Asham, and he brings his Lunk Shemin with him, Voimer. And he says, now he doesn't know, am I bringing a Asham for Metzora? Maybe I'm not a Metzora. So what do I do? He says as follows, Im Metzora hu, if he, referring to himself in third person, Im Metzora hu, so zeo asham, this is his asham mitzayra, and this is his loik shemen, the loik shemen that has to be applied to the mitzora on his the thumbs of his foot and his ear and his hands. It has to be sprinkled on the in the Beis Hamikdash. So zelugoy v'im lav, and if not, if he's not a mitzayra, so asham. Zed, this Asham, ye shalmi nedava. Instead of, I'm giving it on it tonight, on a condition. If it is going to help me as far as being a Metzora, to make me tar, then it's a Sham Metzora. If I'm not a Metzora, then I'm giving it as a shalmi nedava. But I say Asham, and that Asham, ton, it requires the chumras of both an Asham and a Shlam. And therefore, ton shechita betzafen, you have to shecht it in the north, as every Asham. Umatin bohinas, you have to put the oil on the thumbs of his feet and his hands. Usmicha, now, those were the chumras of Asham, Metzora. Now we need the chumras of Shlamim. You need smicha. Unisachim. Utnufas chazavishoik. You have to wave the breast and the thigh. Vinoichal zichre kuna liyom v'layla. And now we know Shlamim is 2 days and one night. But an Asham is only 1 day and one night. Now you have to do the chumra of a Asham. It's only Yom V'Layla, and who can eat it? A Shlam, everybody can eat. And Asham, only the Zichrei Kuna can eat, the males of the Kuna. So now we have to do the Chumra of Asham, that only the Zichrei Kuna. Also, that the Shlamim is eaten all over Yerushalayim. Here, they'll only be able to eat it in the Zara, as the din is by an Asham. So it has the Chumras of both. So what do we see? That Reb Shimon makes it tonight. So just like Reb Shimon makes a tanai over there by that Asher Metzora at the end of his 61st day, because he's a Suffolk Metzora, so he has to bring it either as an Asher or as a Shlam on a tanai. So the same thing over here, he'll bring it on a tanai. I'm bringing 10 chalas, 10 rakikos. I don't have to bring 14 combinations, 11 combinations, or 13 different combinations as far as the Mape Taner is concerned, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. No, I bring 5. As far as the Mape Taner is concerned, I bring 10 chalos and 10 rakikot. If it was chalos, then the chalos are the neder and the rakikin are nedava. If I had promised rakikin, then the rakikin are the neder and the chalos are nedava. If it was any combination, Hashem will make the combination he knows I said as a neder, and the rest will be a nedava. So I can make that tonight. Now, says the Gemara, and actually, if you look in the Sheet of Mekabetzis, he says that from the next word, va'afalgav, until approximately 6 lines down in the Gemara, till Omerle, the 7th line, Omerle Rapapalabaya, these lines, says the Sheet, is from, not from the Gemara, it was notes from the Rabbanan Savaroi. These were the Gedolim who came right after the Chasimus HaTalmud. So apparently when they learned this Gemara, they put in this note. It's not really from the Gemara itself, but what do they say? Even though in Shechitas Kachim is another name for Masechtas Zvachim, the Shita of Rav Shimon was qualified. And Rashi brings down that what was the sugi over there? A case where an usher became mixed up with a shlomim. And Rav Shimon said that you have to eat these korbanis with the chaymer of both. They have to be eaten only for a day and a night, like an ashim. They need smich and asachim, like a shlomim. So Rav Shimon says over there, it's only dievet. It's only if it happened, they got mixed up. But lechatchila for a person to bring a korban on a t'nai, that you can't do. It's only if it happened, this is the eitz of what to do in case it happened. So here, you want to say our mission is going like Rav Shimon. So what did Abaye want to say? Instead of having 14 or 16, he wanted to say Rav Shimon can also go with 5 based on a t'nai, but Rav Shimon says that we learned over there in Masechta Zvachim that's the Eimer D'Amar Rav Shimon Ma'isu Masni L'chatchila. He only holds you could do this Eitzel L'chatchila L'tkune Gavra. It's only in the case of Sufik Mitzayra where he's going to be ushered to eat Kachim. So we're trying to help him in his situation. So there, L'chatchila, we allow him to bring an Ushim on a t'nai and say if it's not an Ushim, it's going to be a Shlomim. Because Latkuna Gavra, Avil be Alma, but where you have a regular Korban, it's only the Evid in Lechatchilaloi, like an Ashim that got mixed up with Shlomim, that's only if it happened, but Lechatchila, you can't make a Korban on a Tanai. So over here, we should say the same thing. This is not a case of Tkune Gavra. We don't have to help anybody to eat Kachim. So here, it's only a bit of Yevid. Lechatchila, you have to not do such a Tnai. And therefore, we are correct to say the Mishnah is not going like Rav Shimon because it says 5. And according to Rav Shimon, Lechatchila, you'd need 14. Or, as we said from Rav Meir, you'd need even 16. Answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. This is all from the Rabbanan Savaroi. Hani Mili, when did we say that it's only B'dievet, not L'chatchila, unless it's the Tkune Gavra? Hani Mili Gabi Shlomim, the Kabamayat Bachilosan. That's only by Shlomim where Shlomim are supposed to be eaten 2 days and a night. And if you're going to bring an Asha, it's going to be a day and a night. So you are limiting the amount of time it can be eaten. What are you possibly causing? The Havalahu Kachim Labesa Psul. You're going to be causing it to become nicer. You won't be able to eat it anymore once it goes past a day and a night of Ashram. And you really had, by Shlomim, 2 days and a night. So therefore, we don't want to cause animals to be brought to the base up soul because they became nicer. They'll have to be burnt. So therefore, it's only a bit of effort. Lechatchila, we only do it by Mitzayra because of the Tkune Gavra. Avo Menachas, afil lechatchila. By Menachas, it doesn't matter whether it's what combination it is. It's not going to make any difference, chalas, rekikin, or combination thereof. It's not going to make any difference concerning having less time to eat it. And therefore, it's also a din lechatchila. It's just the same as the mitzayra l'tkune gavra that you'd be able to make a t'nai. There's no downside to making the t'nai. By an ashram and a shlomim, there's a downside because you're being mamay at the time of eating from shlomim to that of ashram, which is only a day and a night. You're causing possibly korbanos are going to be brought to the base of psil to be burnt as nicer. And now we've ended what the Rabbanan Savaroi have said. We go back to the words of the Gemara. From now until the next beginning of the next Amud, we're going to have various technical questions. When you're bringing these 5 menachas, and with the condition, the t'nai that Rav Shimon makes, how does it work out concerning kemitza and other questions, the leftover oil, as we'll see in the following Gemara. Amar le Rav Abaye, the Bach says the next word is Ulu Rav Shimon. The Amar, Machtze Chalos, Machtze Rekikin Yavi, Hakomaisi Isorin Echad Mishnei, the sheet that says the next word is Esronin, Velug Echad Mishnei Lugin. How does this work exactly? He has to bring 5, 10 Chalos, and he has to bring 10 Rekikin, because he might have promised a full measure of Chalos or a full measure of Rekikin. And then you tell me, but he also might have made a combination. So meanwhile, you're going to have 10 loaves of one isorin of chalas and 10 loaves, 10 rikikin of one isorin of the rikikin. And now you're going to say each one that was in the Scottish in a different keli should, Hashem should be mitzarif them. That's part of your tnai. If I made a combination, 8 chalas and 2 rikikin, Hashem, you mix them up, you take them together from the 2 kelim. How can you do such a thing? Or how can you take the oil from there was one lug for the rikikin, one for the chalis. Now you're going to take, Hashem will combine a little of both. If each one was in the Scottish, in a different keli, how do you mix them now and take them, consider them together? We would think that you could only take it from one keli and not from two keli. No. Says the Gemara, Shamin Elei Reb Shimon. We have heard from Reb Shimon. Rashi says in the second wide line, V'lo yisparish lan hecha. We don't know where Reb Shimon says this, but the Gemara had a Kabbalah that Reb Shimon Shita was the Amar im hevi yisorin echad mishnei yisroinis v'lug echad mishnei lugin yatsa. Reb Shimon Shita is that even lechatchila, even when a person knows for sure exactly precisely what he donated, he's allowed lechatchila to bring it from two separate Isroinim or two separate lugin and have it combined together. That's not an issue because that is Reb Shimon Shita. Ask the Gemara, I have another technical question. Umekametz hechi kametz, how do you do kmitza in this case where you're going to say that I'm making a condition that if I made some rikik and some chalas, we should take from both. How do you do the actual kmitza from both? Why? So the Gemara says, the masni, he makes the tanai again. The masni v'amar, and he declares the following: I chalas l'chadayu, rikikin l'chadayu. If I promise chalas by themselves or rikikin by themselves, so amre, I declare the kol kmitza mechalas l'haviyah chalas. The one, if I make kmitza, the one kmitza from chalas should be for the chalas. The kol kmitza merikikin l'haviyah rikikin. The kmitza I make on the rikikin should be on the rikikin. That fulfills my neder, and then the chalas will be on the dova, or vice versa. If it's partially combination, if that's what I promised, so Amri, then I declare the following. This is all part of my condition. Then what I take from the chalas should go on the combination from the chalas and the combination together from the rikikin. Uda commits the rikikin. What I make a commits on the rikikin, lehavi amachza rikikin, umachza chalas. I can make that it should be partially on the rikikin and partially on the chalas. Ask the Gemara, how can you do such a thing? Vaha boy mikmetz chad koimetz mechalas umarikikin. The din is that if a person brings, let's say, 5 chalas and 5 rikikin, the halacha is that he has to bring the chalas and the rikikin together and crumble them up in one keli, and from that one keli with the crumbled up chalas and rikikin, from that take a kmitza. That's the halacha by a regular case where he's menadev 5 chalas and 5 rikikin or any combination thereof. But what you're telling me to do is not like that. Based on your condition here, because you don't know exactly what he was menadev, 10 whole chalas, 10 whole rikikin combination. So you're telling me, v'kakomets mechalas a rikikin, umrikikin a chalas. That you're telling me not like that. You're telling me he should go to the chalas and say this is for partial chalas, partial rikikin. And vice versa, he should do it by the rikikin. But that's not what we're supposed to do. When you actually bring chalas and rikikin, you're supposed to mix them up together and crumble them and then take a kmitza. We're now in Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the second line. Shamin Ilay Reb Shimon. No, we have heard that Reb Shimon, Rashi brings down on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis in the Mishnah there, the Omar, Im Komatz V'Ola B'Yodai Me'echad Hashneim Yatzah. Reb Shimon considers the Mape Tanur all one korban. It doesn't matter whether it's 10 chalas, 10 rikikin, combination thereof. It's all considered one. Let's say somebody, the Kohen, made kmitza. And when he was taking from machzah chalas and machzah rikikin, all that he scooped up in his hand was all from the chalas. Will that work for the rikikin? Says Reb Shimon, yes. Because they're not considered separate menachas. there are different kinds of mine mincha, as we learned before in Reb Shimon. There are different types of one mincha, but they are, after all, one mincha. So it doesn't matter if you got all from the chalas, because chalas and rekikin, they're all considered one mincha. So Memela Huadin over here also, he can take from the chalas and say, this should be for the partial chalas, partial rekikin. He should take from the rekikin, and he could say it'd be partial rekikin, partial chalas. One last question. What happens to the remainder of the oil? Because there's a big difference whether it's a half chalois and half rekikin, or it's totally rekikin. Says the Gemara, "De'i machzeh chalos machzeh rekikin amar moisra shemen matzir lechalos." The leftover shemen, the halacha is, goes back into the chalos, and it's mixed into the chalos. But if he said they should all be rekikin, then the halacha is that moisra shemen nechol kahanim, that the extra shemen is eaten by the kahanim. So how is he going to be fulfilled these two opposite halachas? One says it goes back into the chalas, one says it's eaten by the kahanim. As Rashi brings down the second line of Rashi from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, mincha habo machze chalas machze rekikin mevi like shemen v'chetzeu, he divides it in half. L'chalas u'rekikin. V'chalas boi l'lon, he mixes them up together. U'moishich ha'rekikin apnei kulon. And then he smears the rekikin on top. And the oil by the chalas go inside the chalas. V'shar ha'shemen machzir l'chalas. The leftover go to the chalas. But v'gabi kula rekikin tanya l'il me'ahi moishchan kimin ki. He makes it like a key, which we'll explain in a moment. Vishar Hashem and Nechalakanim. The rest is Nechalakanim. So how do you Makayim these two in Yonim? One, in one case, if he had given Kuloi Rekikin, he smears it on top like a key, and the rest goes to the Kahanim. And if it's Mechza, Chalas, Mechza Rekikin, then the ones for the Chalas are mixed in. The one for the Rekikin are smeared on top. So how does it, and the Meiser is given back into the Chalas. So how does he do it both here? What is the key? So Tosis before on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph brings down the name of Rashi, that this is the letter Tes. Apparently there's a Greek letter that looks like the letter Tes. And then Tosis brings down that Rashi and Chumash actually says it's like the letter Gimel. And then Tosis brings down that there Yesh Meforshim like a Chaf or like a Nun, like some say it's like a Nun and some say it's like a Chaf. So there's various pshatim of how the smearing on top of the rekikin, how it actually looks. But the question is, what do you do with the leftover shemen to fulfill every possibility? How do you work it out? The Gemara answers to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, no problem. Like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda shita in half chalas and half rekikin. The sign of Relit Nebraisa, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Reb Shimon, Moishchan Kemin Chi, like that letter that we just spoke about, on the machzeh chalas and machzeh rekikin, u'moisra shemen nechol kahanim. The rest of the shemen is eaten by the kahanim. So in other words, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda shita is that even by machzeh chalas and machzeh rekikin, the halacha is the same as rekikin that come by themselves. You smear it on top, and the leftover doesn't go back into the chalas, as the first shita held, but rather it all goes to the kahanim. Therefore, your question is moot, because it doesn't matter whether he donates half chalas, half rekikin, or kuloi rekikin. The halacha by both is the same. So memeil, he'll smear it on top, like this letter, and that's how the smearing will look, and the rest of it will be eaten by the kahanim. So there's no technical problems with Reb Shimon Shita, and that's why we could say that our mission is also, that was Abaye's Teretz. Abaye is saying that even five can go like Reb Shimon, he'll make a Tanai, and here Tanai helps the Chatchila. All the technical problems have been worked out by the Gemara, and therefore we don't have to say that our mission is not going like Reb Shimon. In fact, it could even be going according to Reb Shimon.